Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
This is the story of a man named Nicholas. Nicholas is a 40-year-old mystic who lives in New York City. Recently, he went on a vacation at a resort in Miami, Florida. He's gained quite the celebrity status in his community. Using a spellbook he's had for nearly 30 years, he's been able to cure diseases, fix broken legs, and offer glimpses into the future for troubled young men and women. Nicholas had just published a best-selling novel about his journey as a mystic. He was supposed to go on a press tour to Massachusetts, but his fresh-out-of-college apprentice had mistook the initials M.A. for M.I.A., Miami. Because it was too late to reschedule the flight, Nicholas had no choice but to reschedule his tour for 2 months later. His agent had to pin him down from physically hurting the young lad, who broke down crying.
Get your hands off of me! Let me at him! Let me at him!
Alas, with 2 months of freedom, Nicholas decided to use his well-earned funds to go on vacation. Slightly to his dismay, he's a city boy at heart who prefers constant action. But for now, he'll embrace it.
This is what I need,
Nicholas thought to himself.
Soothing respite from my work and my idiot apprentice.
Order for Gabby.
This is not what I ordered.
Of course, I just can't seem to get away from all these goddamn walking stereotypes. All these impatient hicks in their fancy white man suits, bitching and moaning about how their diabetes lattes have too much cream. Oh, fuck it. I could use a coffee.
In spite of the beautiful palm trees and majestic island scenery, Nicholas couldn't help but be hung up about his entire situation. How could his apprentice be so careless as to schedule him for an entirely different state? He knew he shouldn't have trusted his agent to hire such a naive, inexperienced child. The majority of experience listed on his resume came in the form of some apparent sales assistant job he got through a family connection. As far as Nicholas is concerned, nepotism is killer in the job market.
Hi there. Small hot coffee, please.
You got it. We'll have it out for you over there.
As Nicholas waited for his coffee, another customer walked, or rather, stumbled, his way to the register.
Howdy there, partner.
This is Bill, 34 years old, an ordinary southern white man who was very visibly drunk.
Jesus. Yep, here it is. The walking epitome of everything wrong with this damn state. The Star-Spangled Banner t-shirt, check. Baseball cap, check. Clearly hasn't shaven or maybe even showered in a couple weeks. Ugh. I am truly stuck in Margaritaville.
What you got on this here mixer board?
That's our coffee menu, sir. We don't sell mixers.
Shit-faced drunk at 12 in the afternoon? I mean, what's happened in this guy's life to make him just plaster himself in public with no shame?
Can I just get a water?
You got it, man. Here you go.
God bless you, man.
Fucking hillbilly.
Here's your coffee.
Appreciate it.
It should be noted that before getting up for coffee, Nicholas had left his spellbook on the chair he was sitting at. Usually very quick thinking, Nicholas hadn't considered how he'd left such an invaluable personal belonging out in the open. Perhaps, being in a public place in broad daylight, he didn't think someone would be stupid enough to waltz on by and grab it from the chair.
Huh? What is this here sorcery?
Yeah, you too. Have a good one.
You too.
Whoa, wait. Where's my...
My book! Where is it? Fuck!
Nicholas hadn't seen anyone near him while he was sitting by the pool having a smoke. He was kicking himself for leaving such a prized possession, the book that contributed to his life's work, out in the open.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Nicholas continued running before coming across a nearby food truck.
Excuse me, have you seen anyone walking around with a big black book in their hands? It would have had the symbol of a wizard on the front. It's a black hardcovered book. It was stolen from me.
Do you want me to contact security?
Yes, please.
All right, give me a second. I'll be back.
Okay. If the book was stolen, what are the chances that the thief knows exactly what they're doing with the spells anyways? I mean, there's some pretty complicated and cryptic text in there. Unless someone at this resort also practices magic, and look, I highly doubt any of the NASCAR beer bellies at this place do. I mean, what could they possibly use it for other than, I don't know, nonsensical chaos? Sir, did security respond? Sir? Sir, it's been a few minutes. I'm coming in.
As Nicholas walked inside, he made an alarming discovery.
Oh, my God.
The truck owner had suddenly turned into a baboon. Laying on the floor next to the baboon's paws was a telephone.
Hello? Sir? Hello?
This can't. No.
Suddenly, Nicholas and the baboon's environment changed without warning, in the blink of an eye, with nothing more than the sound of a... The food truck turned into a giant red pickup truck. Nicholas and Mr. Baboon had found themselves in the exterior bed of this vehicle, complete with cable wires, a Confederate flag taped to the door of the driver's seat, and dozens of Heineken and Coca-Cola cans. Just then, Nicholas saw his culprit.
You.
Bill was standing from a distance, watching and laughing at Nicholas's misfortune, the spellbook in his hands, giggling like the drunk Looney Tune he is.
Hey, give that back, jackass. That's my property.
A cat and mouse chase ensued. Nicholas should have known it was that drunk redneck who took his book. He was one of only a few other resort guests he'd encountered that morning.
Hey, get back here. Oh my God!
Nicholas couldn't believe the chaos unfolding before his eyes. A resort guest turned into Sasquatch and began climbing a tree, pounding his chest like King Kong. A child stuffed animal became a giant pack of Marlboros.
Take those out of your mouth and get over here!
A flock of seagulls transformed into a pack of raging pit bulls. Some lifeguards near a pool turned into shirtless, chain-smoking fishermen with cowboy hats and American flag scarves.
These fish are going off today. Look at this sucker.
You, buddy.
The head chef, cooking at an outdoor table, turned into Gordon Ramsay and knocked the entire table of food over, cussing out his employees.
If you're going to cook, do it properly or don't bother at all.
Jesus Christ.
Nicholas thought to himself.
He just turned that guy into Sasquatch and the head chef into Gordon Ramsay. This is the worst thing I've ever beheld. A giant ape man and an angry British chef here in a 4.5-star resort?
Nicholas continued scrambling around the resort. Terrified though he was, he saw a consistent pattern of transformations down one of the paths on the field, which led him to a new location. A wedding on a large wooden platform near the beach. Nick stood a safe distance from the crowd so as not to be noticed. The bride and groom were cutting a cake, declaring their love for each other. Friends and family snapping photos, people laughing, crying, congratulating their dear friends on a beautiful ceremony. Albeit, not one that Nicholas cared for.
Southern white folk in their perfect beachside weddings. Life's just a fucking Taylor Swift concert for these people.
Some bridesmaids walked toward the platform staircase where several sky lanterns were placed. One bridesmaid picked up a lantern while the other began lighting it.
Okay, here we go, guys!
The crowd gathered around as the first lantern was lit and released. The bride, Sarah, picked up another lantern. The bridesmaid was just about to light it when...
Wait, what the fuck?
Where did this come from? What happened to my lantern?
Oh no.
The bride and bridesmaid screamed in horror at their discovery. The bridesmaid's lighter had become a gun. The entire row of sky lanterns had become barrels of guns.
Jesus. All right, time to step in.
Everyone, calm down. Nobody panic. I know who did this, and I'm trying to stop him. Now, has anybody seen a guy in a green t-shirt, a black cap, carrying a book around with him?
Is that him?
Huh?
Bill was standing there, pointing and laughing. He began running back in the direction of the resort.
Shit, that's him. Gotta run.
What do we do about our lanterns?
You could always just fire the guns in honor of your momentous occasion.
Suddenly, one of the groomsmen chimed in.
I like that idea. Johnny, Sarah, grab a rifle. I own a gun shop in Tampa. I'll show y'all how to shoot.
Nicholas watched, quite curiously, as the groomsmen began lining everyone up, handing each wedding guest a weapon. Everyone pointed their guns out to the sky, waiting for the groomsmen's cue.
All right now, 21 gun salute for the Mr. and Mrs.
It's kind of sweet, actually.
Realizing he had a book to get back, Nicholas left the newlyweds to continue their ceremony. He was genuinely happy to see the problem get resolved, as bizarre and slightly disturbing as it was. Nicholas continued his relentless pursuit of Bill, looking for a sign. He circled back towards the pool area where his book was first stolen. Just then, his sign came.
Jimmy! The water right now!
Oh God, what'd he do now?
As Nicholas approached the pool, he saw a woman grabbing her little boy out of the water. Except, it clearly wasn't pool water. It was liquor.
Yee-haw!
Nicholas watched as Bill splashed around with childish glee in what looked to be a tub of clear Grey Goose vodka. Bill drank as he swam, then proceeded to lay back like an angel in the pool. He slowly spouted out a line of liquor as he playfully floated.
Oh, fuck me. This guy's a nut job. It's kind of entertaining, though.
Nicholas then noticed Bill had left his book on the ground near the pool.
Oh, shit. My book. Almost there. Right by the chair.
You want to join, partner? Come on over here. I need a drinking buddy.
No. No, that's okay. Thank you. I'm good, sir.
Seeing how Bill could barely maintain eye contact, Nicholas was banking on Bill not realizing he was trying to retrieve his book.
I just, dropped something down here. Just gonna pick it up.
Sorry, man. I was just having a little fun. How'd you find that sorcery book?
It's mine, sir. I've had it for a long time.
It's awesome!
Just then, Bill began stepping out of the pool. Nicholas had just grabbed his book, ready to go on the offense if Bill tried to take it back. Instead, however, he collapsed on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Nicholas realized that, with Bill incapacitated and with the spellbook in his name, this would be a very tough situation to explain to the authorities. And he also didn't want to just leave Bill deserted.
Good.
So he carried him and his book out of the area.
Why didn't this guy use a spell to lose some weight?
Okay, wonderful. I'll be checked out of the resort in a couple hours and can just take an Uber to pick it up. Thank you so much. Yeah, see you soon.
Where am I?
Oh, hi. So look, because there's a significant amount of property damage done to the resort, I figured best case scenario here was to order a rental car and lie low for a little. I'm packing up right now. Look, I was thinking, you know, just for both of our sakes, why don't you Uber with me to the car rental place and I'll drop you off somewhere, like, I don't know, an airport where you can fly back to wherever you're from. Or maybe you know some folks in this area?
Yeah. Oh, I got some folks in Coral Gables.
Cool. I'll take you there.
Bill, still very hungover, looked outside the window of Nicholas's resort bedroom. Outside, he saw a drunk baboon walking around the resort with a Heineken in his paws. He then saw a red pickup truck driving by and blasting country music. A Just Married sign was taped to the back of the vehicle. Newlyweds Johnny and Sarah sat in the flatbed firing their guns in the air.
Did I do that?
Yep. It's okay, you know. It's kind of funny now.
I'm sorry I took your book, man. I'm not financially stable right now. Just got myself divorced, live with my folks, trying to find a new job. Parents paid for me to go let loose in Miami for a bit. Just saw your book and wanted to have some fun.
This is when it clicked with Nicholas. He could never be fully vindictive towards Bill. Bill was, in fact, a good guy with a good heart. He just happened to be completely plastered and got carried away with his shenanigans when he found Nicholas's book. While Nicholas was forced to slow down on his business endeavors, Bill needed this escape from his daily hardships. The otherworldly magic of his book provided Bill with precisely that, even if it was somewhat at Nicholas's expense.
Perhaps I was too quick to judge these southern folk. Bill's a pretty nice guy. Tell you what, because you're giving the book back to me, let me offer a gift. Ocosmos bin bien moi. Apportez-moi un few tonnel. Porche de songe de bien bieni.
As the dust settled, Bill saw the gift. A giant keg of beer.
Oh my goodness!
Oh, that's not all. Check this out. Once you finish this, it instantly refills itself. You have a lifetime supply of beer, my friend.
In this moment, a big, goofy, loving smile formed on Bill's face.
God bless you.
Hey, anytime.
Nicholas and Bill both decided to split the cost for another resort trip, this one in Panama City. Bill promised to control his drinking, at least just enough that he wouldn't turn another wedding into an arsenal. Ultimately, everything worked out for the best. Bill went back home to see his folks and eventually got a new job as a liquor store manager. After a few months, Nicholas went back to New York City and came to an understanding with his apprentice. His book tour went splendidly. He even went back to Miami to promote it, where newlyweds Johnny and Sarah came to celebrate. And they did a touching 21-gun salute in his honor. Yeehaw!
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled The Mystic and the Hillbilly, stars Cole Gosley as Nicholas, Chad Fisher as Bill, and Kimberly Alexander as the narrator, with additional performances by Colin Osier, Mary-Kate Hoag, Russell Ramtahal, Megan Donovan, Janie Anderson, Trine Peavy, and Chase Anderson. The Mystic and the Hillbilly is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Robert Bobby Burns, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production.